5 years ago, at the last major UN climate meeting in Cancun, the world formally agreed to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees. To understand what that meant for global action, climate scientists have devised a so-called carbon budget. It's a simple calculation of how much carbon can be burnt before the world exceeds that 2 degrees guardrail. Significant pledges to cut emissions are on the table for the UN climate talks, which start next week in Paris. But even with those cuts, there are warnings that the global carbon budget could be exhausted within 2 or 3 decades. Our environment editor, Greg Borschmann, reports.
It's a simple enough question. How much time do we have before we push the climate system into the territory of dangerous climate change? Until recently, no one knew the answer. But according to the science that underpins the UN climate talks in Paris, it's only 25 years away, around 2040.
2040 is where we hit the wall at the moment on the current trajectory.
That's Malte Meinshausen from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. He's the lead author of what's been described as the single most influential paper on climate science. Published 6 years ago in the journal Nature, the paper calculated how much carbon could be burnt to limit global warming to 2 degrees. It's now known as the global carbon budget.
If you want to limit climate change to below 2 degrees, then we approximately have 1,000 gigatons left to burn after year 2011 all the way through to 2100.
That sounds reassuring. About 1,000 billion tons of carbon dioxide. It's hard to imagine the world burning that much oil, coal and gas. But Malte Meinshausen has looked closely at the trajectory of global carbon emissions and the pledges or targets to cut those emissions.
By 2040, at the moment, if we continue with these targets and then continue these trajectories further into the future, by around 2040, we will have used the whole carbon budget that we have to have a likely chance to stay below 2 degrees warming.
A cross-check on that projection is found in the work of the Global Carbon Project. CSIRO research scientist Pep Cannadale is executive director. The budget numbers for the Global Carbon Project sound smaller than Meinshausen's. But that's because they're calculated using units of carbon, not carbon dioxide. The budget tracks forward from 1870, about the start of the Industrial Revolution.
The global budget we have calculated was about 790 billion tons of carbon. The bad news is that we have already consumed more than two-thirds of that budget.
That leaves 240 billion tons of carbon. Without cuts to emissions, Pep Cannadale says it will be burnt in under 30 years.
We're growing at about 10 billion tons of carbon per year, so there's left 240 billion tons of carbon, so it means that in less than 30 years at current emissions, you know, we should be completely decarbonized if we want to stay under 2 degrees, so that's totally infeasible.
The reason Pep Cannadale says it's unfeasible is that based on the pledges made in the lead-up to the UN climate meeting in Paris, global emissions are projected to rise until at least 2030.
Altogether, it shows that by 2030, we'll continue to grow in global emissions from now to all the way to 2030. And so that's kind of a little disappointing because in order to stay under the 2 degrees target, you really have to globally start peaking emissions, you know, within a decade. I don't think that we can afford to still be growing in 2030.
The concept of the global carbon budget inspired climate activist Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org. McKibben said once he'd heard the numbers, there was no room for wishful thinking, speculation, or doubt. The carbon budget also triggered the setting up of the Carbon Tracker Initiative. It's a not-for-profit financial think tank aiming to change the way that financial markets understand the risks and the realities of climate change. Anthony Hobley is the CEO.
We have left the ability to transition to a climate-secure energy system, by which we mean 2 degrees, to the last possible moment in an orderly fashion within the current financial system, which tells us that if we don't start now and we don't start robustly on that energy transition, then we, every week, month and year we delay, we raise the risk and the probability of a disorderly transition.
Anthony Hobley says he's not convinced that governments understand that on current trajectories, the carbon budget will be burnt within the next 2 to 3 decades.
There must be a high risk that at some point, 5, 10, 15 years from now, governments will realise what that means to economies and to our civilizations, and they will act, much as they woke up in, you know, at some point in 2008 and realised what a collapse of the global banking system would mean, and realised they couldn't let that happen, and then they, you know, threw everything but the kitchen sink at the solution. And then they won't care about stranded assets, who's caught in the middle of that. It'll all be about solving the problem, which is getting us on to a 2 degrees pathway.
In good news, last year global emissions grew by just 0.5%. It was seen as the first tantalising sign that economic growth could be decoupled from emissions, which had been growing at between 2 and 3% every year. The 2015 global carbon budget will be released in 2 weeks. It's expected that this year's figures will be even better than last year, with emissions essentially flatlining. But Pep Canadol, executive director of the Global Carbon Project, warns that there's continuing strong growth in the developing world.
Individual countries, they may have emissions growth of 6, 7, 8, 9%. It is a big component. We have 50% of the emissions that we don't quite have a plan.
Pep Canadol has one final unsettling revelation. The global carbon budget currently being used by policymakers only has a 66% chance of keeping the world under 2 degrees. In other words, the world has a 1 in 3 chance of overshooting into uncharted territory and potentially dangerous climate change.
When we give all these numbers to policymakers, we not only give them 66, we give them 55%, 50% probability, 66, 90%, 100% probability. In the case of the carbon budget, if you give a probability of 90% or 100% to be very sure that we'll not go beyond 2 degrees, there's barely any budget left.
That's Pep Canadol, CSIRO research scientist and executive director of the Global Carbon Project, ending that report from our environment editor, Greg Borschmann. Tomorrow in our pre-Paris climate series, we'll take a look at the future of coal. Paris talks kick off on Monday. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will be there along with other leaders for that day.